This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's in Your Mind, brought to you by Go Wireline, founded May 2011 by a team with nearly 200 years combined experience in the wireline industry, and you can be a part of it. They're an equal opportunity employer offering industry-leading benefits and competitive wages. Check out GoWireline.com/careers to find out more. Scott headed off today, returning from Washington, D.C. I'm Todd Mitchell, but Jeff Simon is live at the State Capitol in Bismarck, and what's in your mind?
Hi again, folks. Yes, indeed, we are live and in studio with me. I keep calling it a studio. It's a media room at the Capitol, and you kind of got to know where to go when you hear. But every now and then, there's a news conference here, and there's TV cameras here, and it's really kind of a busy place sometimes. With me is Senator Brad Beckedahl. He is from Williston. Welcome to What's on Your Mind, Brad.
Thanks, Jeff. Happy to be here.
Well, you know, usually, Brad, we're talking about infrastructure funding. We're talking about gross production tax distribution formulas, Operation Prairie Dog, House Bill 1066 is out there, or your other position. You're a city commissioner in Williston as well, but invited you on today to talk about the situation with the school district. Williston 1 is the district inside the city limits of Williston. There's another surrounding district around there. And I've had a couple unsuccessful bond issues the past year, trying to find enough space for this growing school enrollment there, which has doubled in like less than 10 years. Explain the situation. What's the problem?
Well, Jeff, thank you again for being here. We have a situation in Williston where the corporate boundaries of the city to keep track or keep up with the pace of the oil industry has tripled in size. The land base has tripled in size. And as you know, we have a bit of archaic laws on the books relative to school district growth and expansion. Most people would just assume that if your city grows, your school district boundaries would grow with that. That's not the case in North Dakota. There's some protective mechanisms in there that don't allow you to grow with your city. So as a result of that, we've gotten a doubling of the number of students in our local school district, number one, in the last less than 10 years, as you said. But the land base or the property tax base to support those number of students has not expanded at all. Some very minor expansion with some individual annexations that have occurred. But most of the valuation that's come with the increase of the land base has gone to District 8, which is our surrounding school district. It completely surrounds District 1. District 1 is 16 square miles, the smallest property tax base in the state. Not counting Minot's Air Force Base in Grand Forks, but they're actually parts of the larger Grand Forks and Minot school districts. What you have is a situation with very small property tax base with a large amount of students. District 8 that surrounds the city and actually now has about 45% of the city tax base is actually only about 500 to 600 enrollment students and has about 1,500 square miles of property tax base. So as you limit that property tax base, you limit the ability to take care of the costs associated with the number of students. And that's where the local taxpayers in Williston are saying, you know, this growth is an accommodation of the oil industry growth that's bringing billions of dollars to the state revenue every biennium, actually about $4 to $6 billion if you look at the history in the last few biennium. But yet our local property tax people with that small property tax base are being burdened with having to take care of the costs of that expansion.
Just to put this in perspective, folks, I sat in on the Senate Education Committee last week, and a couple of the members of the Williston District 1 School Board were here, Joanna Baltus and Tom Kalile, along with Superintendent Jeff Thake. And I tell you, the numbers are really astonishing. West Fargo, which is really a comparable size city now, passed a $100 million bond issue last fall for a middle school, and the impact of the property taxes there was about $15 per 100,000 evaluation, $15. Williston's $60 million bond issue, all barely half of what West Fargo passed, would have been almost $170 per $100,000. I mean, that's a huge hit on property taxpayers. And, you know, when we look at the legislation that is being pitched to kind of take care of this, it really, Williston receives oil tax revenue in lieu of property taxes. And the legislation, most of it that's out there, I'm sure you've looked through it, Senator Beckedahl, would be aimed at allowing the Williston District to keep more of that tax revenue.
Right, Jeff. That's the focus right now, is what can we do to enable the local property taxpayers to not have to carry that full burden. What happened in the equity lawsuit in 2007 and the formula distribution in 2012-13 was the state actually took 75% of the minerals that we were getting in lieu of property tax in our local school districts out west, and they put that into the distribution formula. So now all of the school districts across the state share in that revenue source. And what we've done in Williston was, when we used to get these boom and bust cycles that we do with oil and gas development, when we had 100% of those revenues, we were allowed to keep them for our school district. That was the buffer that enabled us to cope with the increased costs of more students and more school facility needs. We no longer have that ability under the formula we have now, so we get to keep 25%. And even worse than that, when we did the distribution change or the formula change in the 2015 session, Williston actually got the money that they got from the state and had to give back an additional $1.3 million that year from what they got from the state. So it actually cost them a negative $1.3 million to belong to the formula. So there's some things that need to be adjusted. We're doing the best we can. We understand the state needs the revenue as well. But when you have the small tax base that we do, and primarily that tax base, by the way, Jeff, is residential and small commercial. So the growth that's been in the exterior that's gone to New District 8 has been most of the industrial expansion. It's helped them tremendously, but it's really hurt our local school district, number one.
Yeah. Just to put that in perspective, folks, for every dollar that Williston District, through the Hub City School District formula or through the gross production tax distribution in general, for every dollar they get to keep a quarter, and the rest is 75% is deducted from their foundation aid payment, which hardly seems fair sometimes.
Well, and again, that money goes statewide then. So right. What used to be local money as a property in lieu of property tax, you now keep about 25% of that. So that's the issue that they have. The other issue they have is with that small property tax base. They passed a $34 million bond issue for their new high school, which was built 2 years ago, which now is now 200 students over capacity already. So it's a brand new facility already over capacity and needs to be added onto again. They have a bond issue right now for $60 million that they've failed to pass in two bond issue votes in the last year, and they have a third one coming up now in April in attempting to pass that for two new elementary schools. If they were to pass that, plus an extra $10 million to their building fund levy to take it from 10 to 20, if they were to pass all of that, they would have only $2 million left of bonding capacity for their district, because they would hit the limit because of the property tax base. The difficulty there is, in 5 years, they know they're going to need another middle school. Mm-hmm. So how do you handle that situation at that time? You have no bonding debt limit to work with at that point. So it's not just questions about how they do it today. How do they do it in the future as well?
Yeah, you're gonna run out of room to move. So, you know, I have talked with a number of legislators about this, and not necessarily just Williston members, although it's, I think, safe to say the Williston delegation is tuned in on this one very sharply. But there are others that are sympathetic to the plight, and they are looking for solutions. What do you see as the most likely legislation to come out of this that would help Williston?
Well, we have a couple of bills out there that would reduce the number, or actually reduce the subtraction from the state from 75% down to 65%. Those would be helpful. They just kind of kick the can down the road, though, to be honest with you. The best option would be to allow us to keep 100% of those in lieu of property taxes again, and that would give sufficient capacity to start building these facilities and not exceed our bonded debt limit if we had to. That would be the best answer. I don't think that's ever going to pass, because it has a fiscal note to the state. The other school districts would lose money, and you know if everybody else gains and or one person gains and everybody else loses, you're going to lose that battle. The other option that we have about 10 bills this session to deal with this issue for our school district between the three of us in Legislative District Number 1. The one that our community would like to see have an option for again is the local school sales tax option to pay for school district bonding issues. That was popular with us in Jamestown when it was passed in 2003. We were the only two school districts to use it at the time. And so our citizens would like to see that come back. And there is a bill in play to do that. We'll have to see how that's received in the legislature.
Yeah, that one that one's coming out of the House side, and I believe I think that's Pat Hattelstad. Representative Pat Hattelstad, who happens to be a former superintendent, so knows a little bit about the topic as well.
That's right, Jeff.
Well, it's a difficult issue for the city of Williston, but you know, we'll see how it comes out, I guess. We've got, what, 70, how many, about 70 days
yeah,
left 70 of the session.
Left.
So we'll manage to get her done here.
Well, hopefully we do. We keep kids out there growing up and feeding the oil industry.
Yes, indeed. All righty. Senator Beckedahl, we appreciate you joining us. Folks, stick with us. We're going to be talking with a couple more legislators before the day is done. So please hang around.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include excellent cropland in Clay and Yellow Medicine counties in Minnesota and excellent crop and pasture land auctions in McLean and Walsh counties in North Dakota and excellent farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Hazleton, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at Pfeiffer's.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome to the Safety Council's 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference just around the corner at Bismarck Event Center, February 20th through the 22nd, plus 2 days of pre-conference, the 18th and 19th, North Dakota's biggest safety event. 16 pre-conference sessions, 3 first-class keynotes, 88 breakout sessions,
Register now. The early bird rates end January 25th. NDSC.org. There'll be a big vendor show, too, so you're going to want to check it out. NDSC.org. 21 after the hour is What's in Your Mind. CJ from DAC Diesel's on. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing, Todd?
Fantastic. Happy MLK Day, if that's appropriate to wish somebody. But
well, yeah, I guess.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, I mean, he did a lot for the civil rights, you know.
Absolutely.
I guess.
No doubt.
You know, it's a holiday for a reason, so we need to celebrate it. But at the same time, still busy here at the shop. Hard to take a day off besides, your typical weekend.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
We're not like a bank down here.
It's not banker's hours at DAC Diesel.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, we're busy at it. Right now I'm over in Bandan. I'm just running a cylinder head over to the machine shop. Got another cylinder head over there that I'm picking up that's cracked. So, ordering parts this morning, picking stuff up, dropping stuff off. Just another day at the shop. You know, I got the guys working on stuff over at the shop right now. So, yeah, it's just, like I said, another day at the shop and another beginning of the work week. So, typical here, so you know, whatever you need, you know, overhauls, rebuilds, maintenance, whatever the case is, you know, definitely give us a call here. We are in Bismarck and our number is 258-5011 or 210-0888. That is my cell.
He's a busy man, but never too busy to help you out there. CJ at DAC Diesel. CJ, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, you bet. Talk to you later, Todd.
Alrighty. So What's in Your Mind, I'm Todd Mitchell, and off at the Capitol in Bismarck, Jeff Simon on What's in Your Mind.
Hey again, folks. We are live in studio at the media room at the Capitol, where sometimes news conferences are held. We've got a few minutes before our next guest comes in. Kurt Cruen, senator from Grand Forks, is going to be in at the bottom of the hour in that 10:30 to 10:45 segment to talk about a primary seatbelt law measure that he has introduced. And meantime, let's catch up on a couple phone calls. Chris from Laverne. Is this Laverne, North Dakota? He's been holding for a while. Welcome to What's on Your Mind, Chris. And what do you got on your mind today? Are you there, Chris?
Oh, man.
Hey, there you are, Chris.
Got you
right
now.
Go, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Well, my mom, she worked in the teaching realm of things in Hannaford for 20 years. My wife, she got a 5-year teaching degree for art and math, and she's been a teacher for 5 years. And my biggest concern is teachers go through 5 years of college, and they start on a job at $28,000. I mean, there's a lot of years my mom worked as an elementary school teacher for $18,000 a year. Everybody talks about the expense of schools and students, but there isn't a justified pay for the amount of education and cost an adult has to put into their life to become a teacher. So we have all this need, but yet there's no incentive for teachers financially to go into the realm of teaching. They have to do it because they love it. Well, and it's difficult now because students are horrible. You can't discipline them. You can't do anything with them. You just have to. I mean, I've physically seen teachers get hurt, punched, hit, and kicked, and they can't do anything in response. And if they do, they lose their job.
Yeah,
and then their 5 years of student loan debt, and all this is gone, and now they have nothing to live off of.
Teaching is one of those. It's one of those professions. It's a labor of love for those who do it. I mean, to instill thought in a young mind is it's a great opportunity. But I hear your point. The pay is not great, and discipline issues
are
a challenge. And yeah,
North Dakota is on the bottom of the pay scale. We pride ourselves in how good we are and how financially sound we are, but we don't want to put any money foot wise forward to these teachers. And other states are, you know, liberal states like California, they pay their teachers way more than we pay our teachers in North Dakota.
And yet we still see the teachers.
Why aren't our legislators doing anything to change this?
We still see the teachers in Los Angeles out on strike in California, though, too. Well, I don't know, Chris. I It will be obviously a topic here. I know there's a talk about increasing the per pupil payment out there, so that'll give school districts a little bit more latitude. That did not go up the previous biennium because we were cutting everywhere, but they're talking about 2% each year of the biennium to provide more funding to school districts, you know, on the per pupil basis, and we'll hope that you know, they earmark a little bit of that for better pay for teachers. Appreciate your call, Chris. Now we're going to go to Charles. Charles in Minot. What's on your mind today, Charles?
How you doing? Hey, two good things. Well, the gentleman just talked about $20,000. The average pay in North Dakota is $49,000 per teacher. Our standard of living is not as high as California, obviously. And I'm not saying we shouldn't pay them more. But I want to go back to the school funding issue that we're talking about in Williston. There's a proposal in the legislature, and we're hoping that the legislature starts waking up to use the school lands trust. We have $4.2 billion in the school lands trust account. Last year, we paid fund managers from Wall Street almost $18 million to actually invest that money in Wall Street investment. We need to bring that money and invest it in North Dakota. We can use the Bank of North Dakota to invest it. We can pay all of these bonds off, and all the maintenance in schools can be paid for through the school lands trust, which it was intended to when we became a state. We received 2 million acres of school lands when we became a state in North Dakota, and those school lands in the West that have mineral rights are yielding almost $500 million a year in revenue. It only takes $53 million to bond $1 billion at 4% for 30 years. We could be doing that with our own bonds, our own money, and investing in our own school. And
Charles, the one bill that I saw there, maybe, I don't know if we're talking about the same one, but one would actually have school districts transfer all their property and put this the whole school facility completely under the authority of the land board. Is that that's not something you'd advocate, would it?
Turning it all over to the state.
Okay.
Well, we turned over our curriculum and education to the state. We have a bill right now in front of the education committee to give back local control to the school boards. And what they do, they voted 11-2 to keep the state of North Dakota in control of our kids' education. And that's why we have Common Core in our schools. And our kids, only 40% of them, have a proficiency in reading, writing, and arithmetic. I care more about the curriculum and that control to the local school board than the financing and maintenance of our school building.
Yeah, we definitely definitely support local control in this state, and I'm familiar with that.
No, we don't.
Well, you know, generally speaking, we do support local control, and I don't know. There's a lot of different ideas about education going on around this legislative session. A lot of talk that the one bill would really put the land board in charge of all of the school facilities in the state. We're going to be back with Kurt Kroon, Senator from Grand Forks, coming up right after the break to talk about wearing your seatbelt.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
You get the smoothest, most responsive wind rower handling ever with the new Speed Rower SP Wind Rowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with a Comfort Ride suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speed Rower SP Wind Rower from New Holland.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. on this federal holiday, the National Action Network's annual Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast held this morning in Washington, D.C., where some high-profile Democrats eyeing presidential bids in 2020 were speaking. Among them, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who talked about a letter Dr. King wrote while he was in a Birmingham jail.
He wrote, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere."
Also speaking at that breakfast, former Vice President and possible presidential candidate Joe Biden. Meanwhile, another Democrat has announced that she will run for the White House in 2020.
Let's claim our future for ourselves, for our children, and for our country.
That's U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, the Democrat, making her announcement there in a video posted on Twitter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Skills set to become more marketable to employers. Complete a certificate with the University of Mary online or at one of their locations, Bismarck, Fargo, Watford City, and Grand Forks. From human resources to project management to virtuous leadership and small business management, a certificate from the University of Mary will develop tools you need to run your small business and effectively manage your team. And the courses you complete as part of your certificate count as credit. If you decide to earn a bachelor's degree or master's degree in the future, the courses you accomplish for your certificate will count toward that degree. Classes start every 5 weeks. Contact the University of Mary today for more information, 701-355-8030, or enroll at umary.edu. Mention you heard this on What's in Your Mind, and your application fee will be waived. 701-355-8030, or enroll at umary.edu. 27 before the hour, What's in Your Mind? I'm Todd Mitchell. And we have Jeff Simon in for Scott Hennin. Today he's at the Capitol in Bismarck.
Hello again, folks. We are in studio in on the ground floor of the Capitol building. Just a reminder, the phone numbers are 800-228-0550 and 258-0550 if you have a question. Our guest in this next segment is Senator Kurt Kroon from Grand Forks. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate this.
Yeah, Kurt had legislation, and honestly, I don't have the bill number right in front. 2060?
2060.
Okay, 2060 is legislation that was heard in the Senate Transportation Committee already. Came out of there with a 3-3 vote.
Yeah,
so without recommendation, it's coming to the Senate floor this afternoon. Tell us about the bill. It's a primary seatbelt bill.
It's primary seatbelt bill. We have a secondary seatbelt bill, but also in that secondary issues, there's no requirement for seatbelts in the back seat of a car. And so this does include that. This primary section does that. So it requires people to use the seatbelts in the back. The projectiles flying forward are pretty fast and hard, and it also creates the same problem as it does in the front seat. But one of the things that the question that's been asked me, why did I do this? Well, one of the things that's happened is that I think we've lost the intensity a little bit in some of our areas of our state of the usage of the seatbelt and what it can do and what it for us is saving lives. But and it hits a segment of our age group that's after 18. Technically, you know, you have to wear a seatbelt until you're 18. After you're 18, you don't have to anymore, and as indicates as a secondary. And if you take a good look at what's happening is in that age bracket, 18 to 25 or whatever, we are losing a lot of our younger people through the accidents, especially out in the rural areas, and that's actually increased a little bit. And so I think, like I said, we lost the intensity a little. And if we can make this a primary, I think it just the mentality that it will change will save a lot of anxiety. Now, I haven't been pushing necessarily the legal aspect of it as I have what it does to families when we lose a 18, 19, 20-year-old, 16-year-old, and the drama that it takes. And we live with that for the rest of our lives. And the cost also is extremely high. Say it's a breadwinner of the family, and the person either is injured, permanently injured, and or is killed in the accident. Who then takes on the responsibility of the rest of that family? And what happens is if they're injured, their insurance runs out, their savings runs out, they probably lose their home, they've got to go on some kind of program that we provide, and with the rehab and the things that take place over a period of time, and that doesn't even include long-term care for these people that it takes away from their families, and the angst and the sheer terror that it brings, I would like to see that reduced. And the reason I bring that up is I think you may have heard the comment I made. And my dad was a Minnesota State Trooper, and at his retirement after 23 years, his comment was, as I never unbuckled a dead person. No, have people died wearing seat belts? Yes, you're never going to stop all of that. But that was a pretty profound statement, and if we can reduce that number by 5, 6, 7 a year, would be tremendous.
And we do have a Vision Zero campaign underway, right, through the Department of Transportation, an initiative of the governor's office, yep, to, you know, it's a worthy goal. Let's get to zero traffic fatalities.
funny you bring that up right now, because that was just on the news how we're taking a good look at that, and how Minnesota says over the last 5 or 6, 7, 8 years they saved 100 lives by putting these barriers in between the interstates with the cable, you know, the cable barriers in, mm-hmm, between. Well, if you take a look at the statistics in primary seatbelt states that have added, that have gone from secondary to primary, they do exactly the same thing, the same numbers. But the difference is when you put up the cables in there, that's $6 million is what we're looking. This bill costs you absolutely nothing to put and click that belt to save those same number of lives.
Yeah. Now, Kurt, you've obviously had a lot of conversations with people about this,
right,
and those who are opposed to this, you know, that's a freedom issue, I guess. If I don't want to wear a seatbelt,
don't wear it. Just pay the fine.
Yeah,
just like speeding.
Just pay the fine. But I'm trying to wrap my head around why wouldn't you wear this seatbelt?
That's what I always ask the question. And, okay, here's one of the things that one of our other legislators told me is, when I get in the car, my grandkids make me put the seatbelt on no matter what I do. They won't let us go. I said, well, why don't you just be the leader and make sure they put it on and wear it? Well, whenever I go across the state line, I make sure I always put it on because I think it's a $200 or $250 fine.
Yeah.
So why not put it on?
Yeah.
That's always the question.
Yeah, it's a secondary offense now. So if you're picked up for speeding or running, yep, a stop sign or something else,
right,
and you're not wearing your seatbelt,
right,
you can be cited. I don't know off the top of my head, what is the fine if you are cited for secondary?
I think it's $20.
It's still not much.
I put $50 in there. It should be $250. But
yeah, raise the fine a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know that a lot of people were aware that backseat passengers aren't required to be belted either.
No, as soon as they reach 18, or if there's not a specific child, infant seat, or anything like that, and they reach that, adults, kids, don't need to be belted in. And the worst part is, okay, I bring that up simply, I hate statistics, but the numbers show that if somebody's not buckled in the back seat and your front seat passenger is buckled in, your chances of dying in the front seat are 2.5 times higher with the person flying forward and killing the person in the front seat. So why don't we have it in the back seat as well? They all have the seat belts in them now. It's funny. There was a comment. I'll save that for my floor speech today.
Yeah, it is on the Senate floor.
It's on the Senate floor.
It's coming without recommendation,
right,
because it was a 3-3 vote in committee, and you're not a member of the committee.
No,
but,
I'm not.
So I'm not sure you were there for the the final discussion of how they ended up at 3-3. But
no, actually, it's kind of strange. You mentioned it's my bill. Well, it's no longer my bill. Once you turn it over to the committee and they can do with it what they want. But this is going to be kind of a strange vote because you'll have an individual introducing the bill on the floor like we normally do. Then there'll be a person that gives the supporting information and then the opposing information. So there's going to be three different speakers or three different views put on the floor at that point in time. So it'll be interesting as well.
Yeah, on the calendar, the Senate's calendar today, it says the carrier is Senator Mike Dwyer.
He's the first one. He's got to introduce the in between. He's just got to introduce the bill, the non-political view or non-choice view, just the pros and the cons. Then somebody gets the pros and then somebody gets the cons. And if you look, it's the last one on the agenda today, but I've been informed it will be moved up. It will be heard today.
So we'll have that conversation on the Senate floor, and we convene at 1 o'clock as usual?
Right, that's correct.
Okay, so if you want a little bit of theater, folks, come up to the Capitol, and we'll talk about primary seatbelt law. Kurt, you got a couple other bills. I wanted to give you a couple minutes. We got a couple, 3 minutes left here yet. You talked about senior tuition waiver. This is really kind of aimed at, it's another bill that you've introduced, aimed at addressing our workforce needs. Tell us about it real quick there.
Workforce is such a critical issue, and we've worked so hard in our university systems and our two-year colleges to put people in the workforce. Now, I'm just taking a senior that graduates in the STEM, that's science, math, and technology, and in the two-year colleges is a technology driven or a higher one of the courses that they have as well. And what you do is just your senior year tuition will be waived over a 3-year period. You have to work in the state of North Dakota for 3 years to get that waiver. And it isn't for everybody. It's in that particular area. And so we need the workforce. We need the people. And this is enticement to bring people also from out of state. It isn't just for graduates, high school graduates in North Dakota, because we need people from outside the state to come in. And as long as they come in and live here, for 3 years, we would be able to waiver that. Now, what I kind of patented after a little bit, it's a lot more complicated, but the medical school has been doing this for a while, and it's a lot more complicated because of all the issues that they do with their residencies and all that. But what we've been able to do is raise our in-state doctors to 51% of our graduates right now out of the med school stay in North Dakota. And if they're there, they got to stay like 4 or 5 years. And I know that it's working because I talked to a couple of them and said, I got married and now I got a couple kids and they're going to school and we really like the school, so now we're going to stay in this rural area as a doctor.
It's kind of funny that way, when you land in a community, if you start there, you might say you're not going to stick around. I got to tell you, my first job out of college, I moved to Pierre, South Dakota, and kind of thought I'd be there a couple of years, and I ended up staying almost 20.
Yep.
That's
what's happening. And this isn't going to. There was another bill out there that everybody got free tuition their senior years, like $65 million. While we're trying to be a little bit more cognizant of our cost and a little bit more direct and narrow it down to just 3 or 4 different areas and a couple different areas in the other school. So thank you very much for having me on. Anytime, we'll come and visit with you.
All right. Senator Kurt Curran from Grand Forks, always fun to talk. I always describe Senator Curran as one of the deepest thinkers in the state legislature. He's got an opinion about just about everything. Well, thanks again for joining us, Senator. Coming up after the break, we're going to hear from Representative Craig Headland talk a little bit about the Legacy Fund, which has been a topic. So please stick around with us.
Another great topic.
Hi, Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built MineralTracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Matt the Pizza Guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. We've tag-teamed with Outdoor Bound TV host Kurt Walbeck to give away an unforgettable trip for two with you. Right, Kurt?
That's right, Matt. One lucky winner will get the opportunity to fish with the Outdoor Bound TV crew on famous Devil's Lake next winter. All the fishing equipment and accommodations are provided. You just show up ready to fish. But there's only one way that you can win.
And that's by visiting PizzaCornerPizza.com. Must be age 18 to register.
Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. This is Jeff Simon sitting in today for Scott Hennen, who's cruising back from the March for Life in the Capitol. I saw a post from Scott. He was somewhere in Kentucky this morning. They're busing it back this way, but I'm sitting in today live from the state capitol, and we're hoping to talk with Representative Craig Hedlund, who chairs the House of Finance and Taxation Committee. And you know, the way the legislature goes, people in important positions like Craig sometimes get called away to higher priorities. So don't have Craig with us yet, but if he pops in the next few minutes, we'll throw him in front of a microphone and kind of get his view. We wanted to talk to Representative Hedlund about legislation he's introduced. It's actually, if you want to look it up, folks, on the legislative website, it's House Bill 1530. And I think it's the only bill of its kind dealing with legacy fund earnings. It would take a portion of the earnings each year to reduce corporate and personal income taxes, and you know, potentially at some point in the future could wipe away the income tax altogether in North Dakota. We'll see what happens with that legislation when it comes up in committee. I'm not sure right now if it's got a hearing scheduled or not, but I expect when it does. I don't think it is on the calendar at this point yet, but we've got a busy day in front of us here at the Capitol. In fact, a busy week. My gosh, there are so many committee hearings going on as we speak right now. If you haven't been around the process, folks, I mean, I really government is not one of those necessarily a hot tourist kind of attraction, but it's great spectator sport, actually. You can watch the process, hear the committee testimony, and you know, I tell you, it's a citizen legislature. You know, that's the beauty of North Dakota. We're a small state. Every one of these people who serve in the Capitol here, they have a life elsewhere. You know, they've got, some of them are retired, but others have full-time occupations, and they give their time to, you know, to serve the community and you know, serve the state, the citizens of the state, represent their constituents. It's I don't want to say it's a thankless job necessarily, but you know, really, you really got to appreciate the folks who do it and take the time to, you know, make the trip. And I'll tell you what, in the winter months here, January, February, it can be a real grind, folks, just traveling here, trying to get here. The weather, you know, January, February, not always nice in North Dakota. So these folks do kind of sometimes risk life and limb to get here. There are a number of bills coming up, actually just being heard this morning. Legislation dealing with teacher pay. We heard a little bit of topic about that today. There is another bill coming up this afternoon that's going to be heard regarding Minot State. And folks out there, this one actually would study the feasibility of privatizing Minot State University and two additional institutions in the higher ed system. Higher ed is a big topic this session. There is legislation out there to create what amounts to three higher ed boards. That was, you know, just popped in here, I guess last week. I think that one hit the hopper. It would set up a higher ed board for North Dakota State University. It would set up a higher ed board for the University of North Dakota. And then the third board would cover all the other institutions of higher learning in North Dakota. So that one will have its day, and there'll be a conversation about that. We wanted to talk a little bit, too, with Representative Hedlund about the progress of what's been dubbed Operation Prairie Dog. It's House Bill 1066. For folks who don't know, my full-time occupation, I've got one of those full-time jobs, too, is with the Western Dakota Energy Association, and it's legislation that's near and dear to my heart because it would revise what's known as the Hub City concept, the Hub City distribution formula. It kind of comes through the legislature every 2 years, and every 2 years it kind of seems like it goes down, gets down to the last days of the session before the issue is resolved. The legislation this year actually contemplates doing away with that sunset clause, as it's called, basically an expiration date when the bill would go away if it's not renewed by another act of the legislature. The interesting thing about Operation Prairie Dog, we talked about infrastructure quite a bit earlier. This measure would provide infrastructure funding buckets, as we call them, pots of money that would be allocated to cities and a separate bucket to counties and townships in the non-oil-producing region of the state. We obviously have to address impacts in oil-affected communities because, just to explain it again, oil companies, they do not pay property tax on their wells or the production, the oil and gas that's produced from them. So this gross production tax revenue that is collected, it is a portion of it anyway, roughly 15% or so, goes back to the affected communities in what we call in lieu of taxes. That's what this legislation would do. But in addition to that, it would provide direct infrastructure grants to communities in non-oil producing regions. And we know communities out there, they all have infrastructure needs, basic fundamental stuff, and that's what this legislation is directed at, essential infrastructure, roads, bridges, water, sewer, those kinds of fundamental needs that a community has. Communities like Fargo, non-oil producing region for sure, but over the biennium would generate potentially $25 million. So that legislation is still coming forward. I think the city of Bismarck would see about $16 million if that legislation passes intact. It's currently in Representative Hedlund's Finance and Taxation Committee, and we'll find out this week where that legislation is headed. A lot of other things happening. You know, folks, I would just encourage you, if you can get to Bismarck, if you're a resident, make sure you stop by the Capitol, talk to your legislators, get to know them.
Are you looking to advance your career or encourage your employees to expand their skills? A business partnership with the University of Mary provides scholarships to employees as they earn their degree or certificate. Our courses are taught by real-world experts, so you can apply what you learn the very next day and take your next steps towards success. Classes start every 5 weeks. Learn more today at umary.edu/partner. Or contact us at 800-288-MARY.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.